DW.
If you received a letter from the government asking you to spend 4 weekends learning about a topic and making policy suggestions, would you say yes? That's exactly what some citizens in the UK were asked to do as part of a citizens' assembly on climate change. Some of the questions these citizens have been tackling include things like, which is better for the environment, British beef or avocados from overseas? And how can we ensure that the costs of tackling climate change don't disproportionately affect the poor? Here to speak a bit more about how citizen assemblies work is my DW colleague, Ruby Russell. She's been reporting on this topic for us. So, Ruby, can you start out by giving us a little bit of the backstory? What are citizens' assemblies, and how does the UK plan to use this one to approach climate change?
It's part of what's called a deliberative or participatory democracy. And in its assembly of randomly selected members of the public who are supposed to be representative of the kind of demographics of the public as a whole. And these citizens who are not experts are given really a lot of time and expert advice on a specific policy question so that they can come to recommendations that inform government policy. So the first kind of major example was back in 2004 when the Canadian state of British Columbia was designing a new voting system. And since then it's been used all over the world, all the way from India to Europe. It was used to make decisions over what to do with nuclear waste in South Australia.
And so how did this particular citizen assembly about climate change come to be in the UK?
It's been one of the major demands set out by Extinction Rebellion. They've been really promoting this as a way to get through the sticking points of normal democratic processes. So the argument is that it's difficult for politicians to make really radical decisions or make profound changes. What then happened was that there was, in the UK, there was a cross-party House of Commons Select Committee. So that's just like a group of politicians from across different parties looking into climate change. They decided to commission this citizens' assembly. And the process then involved sending out invites to join the assembly to 30,000 randomly selected households. I think about 1 in 20 of those responded. To nail down the final 100 or so people who are involved in this assembly, they use a sortition process to make sure that that assembly is representative of the wider British public along lines of age, gender, educational level, ethnicity, whereabouts they live in the UK, and really importantly also what their existing attitudes to climate change are. So there should be a mixture of people who already see the issue as a really pressing one, but also people who don't think that climate change is a big deal or don't see this as a major priority.
So far, the assemblies have convened for 2 weekends in Birmingham, with 2 more to come later in February and March. What have they discussed so far, and what do we expect to come?
All of this is being framed. The whole kind of goal of this particular citizens' assembly is to reach policy for the British goal of being climate neutral. So that's net zero emissions by 2050. The whole point of citizens' assemblies is that the participants involved will be able to make really informed decisions. So the first part of the process has really focused on experts informing the participants about climate change in general, about the issues involved globally. And that's a process where they're able to, you know, the participants are able to stop them, ask questions, challenge them, and so on. That was the first weekend of the process. And then they've kind of split up and looked at different areas. So that's travel, energy use in the home and household environmental impacts, what we buy, consumption, food and farming, and then also energy, land, and materials. So these are the different kind of main topics they've been looking into. And they will start making conclusions in those areas next weekend. And then a final weekend, we'll look at the other major issue towards reaching climate goals, which is negative emissions.
What recommendations are expected to come out of this for the British government?
The organisers have been keen to stress that the scope is really, really open. So we don't know yet what will come out of it. We know that there have been a lot of discussions going on so far about the kind of things that people can do in their personal lives. So potentially we could be expecting policies to encourage consumers and citizens to change their behaviour. Whether the kind of the scope and the categories as it's been set up will allow for them to tackle really big questions such as ending fossil fuel subsidies, that kind of much more radical level of change, perhaps not. It remains to be seen, I guess.
So do you think that the fact that it's made up of all these different types of citizens from all walks of life means that it will put some more pressure on politicians to take these considerations seriously?
The idea is that the general public will see the participants in the assembly as like them, and that will give real weight to their recommendations and make it difficult for politicians to ignore. That's the idea. And it can also be seen as a way for politicians to take radical action that they might be too scared to take anyway. Whether there is the will for that radical action on the part of the politicians in the case of climate change, you know, that's an open question. DW.